together, talked about being so free. Willkommen bei Mit Milch und Zucker, wo wir mit Menschen Kaffee trinken, damit ihr sie kennenlernen könnt.
Willkommen zurück bei Mit Milch und Zucker.
Und willkommen zurück in Wien.
Genau, willkommen zurück in Wien. Wir sind gerade gelandet aus Budapest.
Ja.
Also gelandet, wir sind nicht mit dem Flugzeug geflogen.
Gefahren.
Wir sind wieder da und sind leider wieder weg vom Seagate.
Ja, vom Island of Freedom.
Wir sind ein bisschen traurig, aber irgendwie auch gute Stimmung, dass es irgendwie so viele tolle Menschen gegeben hat. Und ja, wir haben diesmal was Neues gemacht am Seagate und nicht nur lustig Fotos gepostet und Urlaub gemacht, sondern
wir haben auch mit anderen Menschen geredet, wir haben kommuniziert, was wir sonst eher nicht so tun auf Festivals. Wir haben mit ganz verschiedenen Menschen aus allen möglichen Ländern geredet und sie gefragt, was sie am Seagate machen und wie oft sie schon da sind und was das Seagate so besonders macht, weil es einfach ein ganz, ganz besonderer Flair dort ist. Und wir haben aber nicht nur mit Menschen, die zu Besuch sind, dort geredet, sondern auch mit verschiedenen Organisationen, die auch zuhauf vertreten sind am Seagate, was das Seagate unter anderem auch so besonders macht.
Genau. Wir können jedem und jeder nur empfehlen, einmal auch selber auf Seagate nach Budapest zu fahren, auch vielleicht nur für ein, zwei Tage und einfach einmal in so einer richtig eigenen kleinen internationalen Stadt zu sein.
Ja, es ist eine richtige eigene kleine Welt innerhalb von Budapest.
Und auch wichtige Messages irgendwie gebracht werden, auch von Künstlerinnen und Künstlern, die betonen, dass es wichtig ist, offen auf die Welt zu schauen, dass Freiheit wichtig ist, dass Menschenrechte wichtig sind.
Dass Toleranz wichtig ist.
Toleranz. Diversity.
Alles.
Und das ist so, ich glaube, also meine Message ist das irgendwie.
Ja.
Lernen wir von anderen, sind wir offen. Wir können also mit dem Finger zeigen auf andere, uns abgrenzen mit wir gegen die, das kann wohl nicht der Plan sein hier.
Nein, und im Seagate ist das auf jeden Fall nicht der Plan.
Genau.
Da liebt jeder jeden.
Okay, die Love Revolution.
Die Love Revolution, genau.
Ja, und wir haben diesmal auch das erste Mal in Englisch aufgenommen,
teilweise. Ja, also bitte, sind nicht alle Native Speaker hier, also
keiner eigentlich.
Keiner, stimmt, ja, voll.
Ja, aber hört sich an, was die Leute sagen vom Seagate. Es war wirklich spannend, direkt auf Menschen zuzugehen und zu fragen, wie sie es empfinden. Und ja, wie wir sehen, es ist, glaube ich, wir sind alle, wie Citizens, wie wir heißen, sind irgendwie alle doch einer Meinung. Also viel Spaß mit der Folge. Ab nächster Woche wieder normale Folgen.
Mhm.
Wir sind eigentlich zurück aus unserer, unter Anführungszeichen,
Sommerpause. Falls ihr es nicht mitbekommen habt, wir waren auf Sommerpause.
Und es geht weiter mit, was ich noch sagen wollte. Und
vielen neuen Formaten.
Aber dazu nächste Woche mehr.
Ja.
Also,
viel Spaß.
We are with Nora now from the Female Management Network. Hi.
Hi, hello.
So we just have a few questions for you, and it's nothing hard, I promise. Tell us something about your organization and what you're doing here.
So we are a student organization. It's between a few universities in Budapest. So we have some members from universities that are located in Budapest, and we have trainings, we have some connection with companies. They invite us for brunches or tea afternoons, and they tell us about our career opportunities. So basically it's about that.
And why did you decide to come to the Seagate Festival?
Because we are a specific organization that only have women. So it's very important for us to have as many opportunities as everyone else.
What's the feedback from the festival visitors that come here and talk to you?
I think they were really interested in our organization, but they didn't know about us because we have only 20 members, so we are not a big organization, but I think many women and men would like that if they knew about us.
Do you have anything to plug or to tell the people that are listening to the podcast?
What I learned here is that it's really important to belong somewhere when you're at a university, and it is definitely something that we have, that we can count on each other. We do really things, and we do really great things together, and we have a lot of opportunities just because we are members of this organization.
And now for the last question, where can people who are interested in your cause and in your organization find you?
They can find us in Facebook, LinkedIn and Instagram as well.
Perfect, thank you. We found two citizens today. What's your name?
Aiko.
Sara. And where do you come from?
From Belgium.
Belgium.
Is it your first time at the Sziget Festival?
Yes, it's my first time.
It's my second time. I came here 4 years ago.
Is there anything special you like about it?
I like the decoration and the workshops.
Me too.
Do you think it's different to other festivals?
Yeah, it's different because of the decorations and... well. And I think it's like a small city, so yeah.
Do you have a message from the Island of Freedom to the rest of the world?
Come to Sziget.
We are now with Cornell from IDSA, which is the International
Diplomatic Student Association.
Okay, great. So can you tell us something about your organization?
Yes, we are a student gathering in Corvinus University in Hungary. Our basic job is to explain people what Model United Nations is, talking about the goals and values of the UN, and promoting that in the festival and to our members as well.
Why did you decide to come to the Sziget?
It's a very good opportunity to meet different people from different backgrounds, different countries, and we can share our values with them, and they can probably promote our association to them, and if they are based in Hungary or Hungary University, they can join us in later times. So,
what's the feedback from the festival visitors?
Mixed. It depends on how busy the day is. My personal experience is that we are having fun with our board game here, and we actually managed to reach a lot of people who have come because of the UN goals they have seen in our tent. So I feel that it was worth coming here and meeting the people, and we are sure that for the weekend it will just be busier and busier all the times.
Do you have anything to plug?
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and probably if you're not joining, then look at Model United Nations and what that can bring to the world.
That would have been my next question. Where can people who are interested in the organization find you?
It's idsa.hu and IDSA on Facebook and Instagram. We are very busy doing our social media here at Sziget, so probably you can watch some fun content. But other than that, our recruitment period ends in September's end. So if you're from Hungary University, then you can join our ranks as well.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So we found two new citizens. Where do you come from?
Ukraine.
Kyiv.
Is it your first time at Sziget?
Your first time, mine third one.
Is there anything special about Sziget Festival?
Yeah, the atmosphere.
Do you think it's different to other festivals?
I haven't participated in any European festival except Sziget, so I don't know. I suppose it's, you know, the kind of entertainment is the most interesting here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. And is it any different to Ukrainian festivals?
Yeah, it's way bigger, better artists. It's
and
nice.
Longer.
Yeah, it's longer. Yeah, because it has 3-5 days. So.
Yeah. Okay. What's your message from the Island of Freedom to the world?
Carpe diem.
Thank you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are now with Joba. What's your organization?
My organization is a Jewish meeting point. That is the name of the tent. But behind the tent is we have a foundation, the JM Point for Jewish Community Public Benefit Foundation. It's very long. But yeah. The short name, it's the beginning, it's a JM Point. That is the name, it's a Jewish meeting point.
Tell us something about your organization and your group. What do you do?
So we started our foundation, it's approximately 20 years ago. And at the beginning that was just a social network. And after a few years, we got feedback from our members and requested any other projects. So that time we started every year a new program. So we have a Jewish education program. It's a three years long e-learning based education program. It's for free for everyone. But the main thing, I forgot to start it, this one. So we provide service for the Hungarian-speaking Jews. So all of our project in programs in 90% only in Hungarian.
Okay.
So that is the reason we have approximately 2,000 members, Yes, 2,000 members.
Okay. Why did you decide to come to Sziget?
We are here 13 years ago.
Okay.
So we are not new players here, but we love it. Because we try to share some information. So our purpose, if somebody have a question about Israel, history, Jews, culture, and anything about Judaism, we try to give an answer. And all volunteers came all over the world and from Hungary. And every volunteer has a specialization in history and culture. So we try to provide answer for any questions. And if you check our tent, you can find some games. But we are not tent like who... If somebody asks me what we offer for the Sziget citizens, yes, the first time you see we have tests and henna, but the purpose that is the test is just the first step to talk each other. So all of the questions, it's no problem, the answer is wrong or right. That is the basic point where we can start a conversation. So that's the starting point.
Very good. What's the feedback from the festival visitors?
Very positive. So I'm so happy. Maybe 10 years ago, every year maybe one or two visitors got a negative feedback. But the past few years, we didn't get. So we enjoy most of the people. It's very lovely, smiling and enjoy. So we are very appreciate to be here. And the place and everything is great.
Okay. Do you have anything to plug? Anything to tell our listeners about your group?
It's a good question. For me, so I'm born in the countryside in Hungary, in Pécs. That is not a small town. It's fifth biggest city in Hungary. I grew up as a regular kid. I didn't know I'm Jewish. I know from my neighbors who told me you are Jewish, and after my mother told me also, and so I know I'm Jewish, because if somebody knows the Hungarian history, know that was not a nice story, and most of the people who lived in the countryside tried to hide everything, so choose the non-Jewish name and keep a Christmas tree, so that was our families too. So when I was 14 years old, I knew I'm Jewish. And that was the system is changed. I'm joining the Jewish community. And I was less than 18 when I founded my first Jewish organization in the countryside. And we tried to collect the young Jewish people in the countryside. So that was very hard. That was no Facebook and other social networks. So we went from door to door and asked the grandparents' generation where is their grandchildren. And we collected the third generation after the Shoah. And after when the internet was so popular, we founded the Jewish Meeting Point in 2002. And that was the starting point when we started this project and any other online projects. So we have a virtual Jewish museum and Jewish music radio station and Jewish family camps. So we every year try to start something new. We have an education program for the teachers who teach in the regular public school, because in the national curriculum is changed a few years ago. It included some Jewish topics, but the teachers never learned about it. So we offer a program, education program for the teachers, official accredited program for the teachers.
And where can people who are interested in your organization find you?
We have a central web page. Yeah. It's a short, it's a gmpoint.org.
Okay.
So it's a short name, it's a Jewish Meeting Point, but the first two letters is just gmpoint.org. You can find us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We found another two citizens. What's your name?
Eva.
Aya.
And where do you come from?
Slovenia.
Is it your first time at the Sziget?
Yeah.
Is there anything special you like about it?
We've just realized that it's a really nice festival because it's so
open
accepting.
Mind.
Yeah, and it's like really so much mind, is happening. Yeah. We are discovering new things like every second.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Cool. And people are really chill and, you know, it's, yeah.
And the lineup this year is like top notch. So.
Would you say it's different from other festivals?
Yeah.
I mean, for the amount of people, it's like a city on its own. So
yeah. Idol festivals aren't so big, so maybe that's, you know, the crowd is.
What's your message from the Island of Freedom to the rest of the world?
Just be yourself and have fun.
Yeah, and accept everyone else.
We're with Judith now from the Megalo Group Foundation, and the first question, of course, is tell us something about your organization and what you're doing.
So it's an organization which works at Budapest, Hungary, and mainly we working with young people with drug addictions and alcohol problems, for example, so substance uses. It's a very nice place in the city, and there are group therapies, and also we try to help to study, to reintegrated to the community these young people. Maybe there are some of them are don't have a proper family or proper background, so they can learn how to live in a community.
And why did you decide to come to the Sziget?
To the Sziget, I don't know how long, but we were there the year before. And for me, it's my first year there because I'm a psychiatrist and I only work with this foundation only one occasion per week. So we think that this is very important for a festival like Sziget, where of course people drink and maybe some of them use this substance, that to know that they can use, but we have this thing, maybe I can show you. So there are some sentences. So if you overdose, call for help, call the ambulance, relax, they are not the cops, they are not the police. So to tell people that it's okay if you use. Also at our foundation, it's very important to know that you don't have to be clear. You mustn't stop using. They only want to get to know each other, and maybe after 1 year, after half year, after 7 years, for example, they decide to choose free from alcohol or free from drug problems. So it's very important, I think, this part.
What's the feedback from the festival visitors to your cause and to your organization?
Mm-hmm. They love these programs which we can do with them here, for example, this glitter tattooing and things. But also they have questions about the organization and about psychiatric problems, for example, so about my work. So I'm very proud that they are asking about this psychiatric system and alcoholism and drug problems. So they are cool. These people are very nice and open-minded. So
do you have anything that you want to plug or that you want to tell people who are listening to the podcast?
I think this is it. Use, but safely, and keep open-minded, so nothing else.
Where can people who are interested in your cause find you?
Facebook, for example, yes, of course. There is a website also, and here.
We found the next citizen. Two citizens? Feel free to join us. What's your name?
Nicole.
Emily.
And where do you come from?
Australia.
Wow, yeah. You traveled.
Is it your first time at the Sziget?
Yeah, first time.
Yeah, same.
And is there anything special you like about it?
It just seems like really friendly. Like I've been to other festivals, but everyone here is just really lovely, super open, really friendly. Like you can like walk up to anyone and start talking to them and yeah.
Yeah, it's just a really good vibe. Like everyone's really friendly and yeah, it's loads of fun.
Would you say it's different to other festivals?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
In what way?
It's just, I don't know, like, I've done, like, a few camping festivals, but this just seems to be more, like, all-encompassing, like, everything's here, like, it's, yeah, other ones I've done, it's like, you know, you don't camp in the festival, you camp outside the grounds, so everything here is, like, you're immersed in it more, I think.
It's my first festival, and it's awesome!
Do you have a special message from the Island of Freedom to the rest of the world?
I don't know.
Aussie, oi, oi, oi!
Perfect. Thank you so much.
We found another citizen. What's your name?
Tony.
Where do you come from?
I've come from England.
Oh, that's nice. My mom's from
England.
Oh, right. Hello, Mum.
Is this your first time at Sziget?
Yes, it is.
Is there anything special you like about it?
The relaxed vibe. It's really chilled and everything seems to be laid out really well.
Do you think it's different to other festivals?
This is the first festival I've been to.
Why did you choose to come here?
Partially because we'd always said we'd like to go to a festival and we thought we'd pick one where we'd see some groups that we really like, and the Foo Fighters really clinched it for us.
What's your message from the Island of Freedom to the world?
Be cool, love everybody, whatever their race, colour, creed, size or shape, and the world will be a better place.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Also, Entschuldigung, wie heißt ihr?
Rebecca.
Cinzia.
Matthias.
Willkommen. So, also, kommen wir mit Milch und Zucker. Also, wo kommt ihr her?
Köln, Bonn, Düsseldorf.
Wien. Ach, tatsächlich.
Servus.
Ja, servus.
Ist es euer erstes Mal am Sziget?
Ja. Unser erstes Mal, ja.
Ja, definitiv.
Es ist ein erstes Festival überhaupt.
Ja.
Ich kam aus Wien, komme nicht noch nie am Sziget gewesen.
Haben wir
dann
gefragt.
Nee, ich habe 5 Jahre in Köln gelebt, deswegen. Ja. Daher kenne ich die beiden auch.
Ist am Sziget irgendwas speziell gegenüber anderen Festivals?
Es ist kommerzieller. Wir haben heute festgestellt, es gibt eine sehr gute Infrastruktur. Es gibt sogar einen Waschsalon. Also wir waren ein bisschen... Vor allem er war sehr überrascht, weil wir haben eigentlich erzählt, das erste Mal Festival, wir haben natürlich Geschichten erzählt von wegen überlaufende Dixi-Klos, ja, Zähneputzen mit Wasser im Zelt, und jetzt hier ist es alles sehr gut organisiert. Es ist ein bisschen
langweilig.
Fast schon ein bisschen langweilig. Es ist
zu viel Luxus.
Sehr luxuriös irgendwie, ja.
Gibt es was Spezielles, was ihr speziell mögt hier?
Das Wetter ist geil.
Ja, das Wetter auf jeden Fall.
Weil wir sind so deutsche Festivals gewohnt, wo es halt den ganzen Tag regnet. Ja, die Stimme ist sehr entspannt hier, obwohl es so viele Menschen sind. Also es ist sehr, man merkt es nicht, dass hier anscheinend also fast 500.000 Menschen sind, aber es ist wirklich sehr ruhig trotzdem.
Ja. Was ist eure Message von the Island of Freedom to the world, an die Welt?
Das sagt der Matthias jetzt.
Message an die Welt, hallo Welt. Ja, alles klar, alles easy, einfach locker bleiben.
Einfach an unseren Satz, den du gerade eben noch festgestellt hast, dass das dein Motto wird.
Ach ja, genau. Keine Termine, leicht einsitzen.
Diesen richtig schlechten deutschen Spruch.
Danke fürs Mitmachen. Viel Spaß noch.
Danke,
tschüss.
Ciao.